This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state legislature reconvenes tomorrow with several education issues on the agenda. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
A coalition of education, labor, and faith-based groups is using virtual meetings to organize support for priority bills. Parent Yuriana Chavira supports one that would allow Colorado to ask the federal government for a testing waiver. She says her children's teachers tell her how they're doing, and state CMAS test results come out too late to be useful. The group also supports bills to expand high-speed internet access and to audit the system that rates public schools. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
University of Colorado system administrators are proposing a tuition increase next school year. CPR's Paolo Gelsita has more.
If approved this summer, in-state students at all four campuses would pay 3% more. Students already enrolled at the Boulder campus are covered by the Guaranteed Tuition Program, which freezes their tuition and fees for their first 4 years of enrollment. CU is facing a $218 million budget shortfall, which has caused furloughs, pay cuts, and layoffs. They hope to reduce next year's deficit through this tuition increase. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
The Denver Zoo is closed for the third day in a row because of the cold, which forces most of the zoo's animals to stay inside, where visitors can't go indoors to see them because of pandemic restrictions. Front Range highs will be gradually getting warmer through this week. This is CPR News.